Welcome into the Sports Buffoons Podcast.
Welcome on into the Sports Buffoon Podcast. This is your boy, Tanner, hitting it up for solo this time around. So one thing I do want to point out, guys, please follow us on Twitter.com/sportsbuffoons. We got some cool things coming our way here. Hopefully within the next couple weeks, we're looking to go live on Twitch. Maybe have a live camera feed as we do our group podcast. So keep an eye out for that. And there will be more updates on Twitter. Also, don't be afraid to talk. You know, we enjoy talking sports, so just keep us checking us out up there. So, first topic here today, guys, I'd like to really touch fantasy because it is fantasy season. That does not stop until, well, come some weeks, week 16. Other weeks, 17. So, sometimes you're through the season like this. So I just want to hit some couple notes I saw today that would that could affect some people here. So we got AJ Brown. He's gonna be could be out a few weeks with a knee injury, but they're also saying that he may play this weekend too, depending on the knee injury. So I think it's a game time decision. So keep eye out as he played. He does play at noon on Sunday, so keep an eye out as we get closer to that. To see what his status is. Now, if he does go out, you're looking at Humphreys and Corey Davis to get some more reps or some more targets at wide receiver for Tennessee. Next in the news here, guys, I just plan to start him. If you haven't started Nyheim Hines yet, start him this week. This guy is going to blow it with Marlon Mack fully out. Jonathan Taylor will get some split carries targets, but I think it would be mainly Nyheim Hines' show. So he had 7 carries last week. He also had 8 targets, which he caught all 8 as well. So look at him having a big game going up against Minnesota this week. Another guy you want to start, you kind of don't think about, is Robbie Anderson with the Carolina Panthers wide receiver. So Teddy Bridgewater really liked this guy, and Robbie can make plays when he gets in the open field. And you saw that. If you watched the game last week against the Raiders. So he was actually second in targets to DJ Moore, but he's more explosive than Moore by far. And he seems to get open a lot easier and a lot cleaner for the field vision. So keep an eye out for Robbie Anderson this week to make a big impact on week 2. All right, guys. So now we're going to jump into some NBA, right? So conference finals are going on. Lakers start, I believe, tomorrow against the Nuggets, and we got the Heat. Celtics already 2 games in with the Heat up 2-0. So that brings me to the point of Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was a steal for Miami Heat. A steal. So he played with the Bulls for about 6 seasons. Then he got to Minnesota, and Minnesota was a train wreck for him. A train wreck. They did not want his talk, his efforts. I feel like it was just a bad situation there for Minnesota and for Jimmy Butler. And luckily he got to the Heat and he's made his own team now. And look where he's at. He did play for the 76ers last year. So they went to the conference finals. So, you know, where he's at with the Heat right now is just amazing, the team he's brought up upon. So if you think about it, Jimmy Butler has started every game since he's been in the, or since 2014, except for he missed 1 game in the 16-17 season, which was due to an injury. So, but the guy is durable. He plays hard. He wants to play every game. He doesn't want to sit out like, you know, LeBron and some of these other guys do. But you know, he went from the Bulls' decent situation to Minnesota. And Minnesota, I felt like he just got treated unfairly. They didn't want to work there. It was pretty sad, really, what it is. So there was many times that there was articles coming out that he was verbally challenging teammates, but he was also really getting at them. He wanted them to be good. He wanted Towns and Wiggins and these guys to really, really take, you know, they want the championship. He just wants to win. I mean, I don't know if you heard in the past, but the guy said, you know, if he doesn't win a finals in the NBA, that's fine. He'll go in the 40, you know, the 40s, 50s, old man league and go win a title there. He just wants to win. The guy just wants to win, and he proves it every single day. You see him play hard. You see him play those tough minutes. And he doesn't do anything that he wouldn't ask himself to do. So I want you to take a look here. So he was really verbally challenged to teammates. He actually played with the third string guys and beat the starters himself. With the third string guys at practice one day. And you know that upset the starters because they shouldn't be losing the third string and Jimmy Butler. But they didn't like it. He also, you know, he wasn't afraid to challenge upwards. Challenge upwards is huge. You hear that all the time. But he challenged the head coach and the GM. He actually told the GM, quote, "You bleeping need me. You can't win without me." And what happened in Minnesota after he left? They lost in the first round that year, and they haven't been back to the playoffs since. You know, obviously they had a pretty downfall this year, even though they're D'Angelo Russell now. But they got rid of Wiggins, and it's a tough time in Minnesota, and they had the chance with Jimmy Butler to be something. So it's pretty sad in that situation. But look at him now, right? He went to the 76ers after Minnesota, got to the conference finals, lost to the Toronto Raptors, who went on to win with Kawhi Leonard. And now he's with the Heat, and he's taking this team that doesn't have big names like Towns and Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, like these superstars that the 76ers have. He's taking this team that has Tyler Hero off the bench playing ball, Olynyk, right? So they're coming out with these guys that would be role players anywhere else, and they're in the conference finals up 2-0 to the Boston Celtics with the trio. So like, you guys, this is something. This is something to watch with Jimmy Butler. I think he'll take LeBron 7 in the finals. They're going to pound it at him. They're going to play hard. They play hard defense. They play tough minutes. But they do have a little bit of depth that helps them out playing those tough minutes. So keep an eye out. I think they win in 5. I think they win in 5. They give up at least a game or two to the Celtics. Because, I mean, it's not like they're blowout games. They're pretty close games. So I want you to keep an eye out on the game, guys. It's that match is going to be exciting going forward. But I see them winning in 5 and getting ready to face LeBron in the finals here. So it's not a long podcast today, guys. I just wanted to get some few thoughts out I had. Jimmy Butler, I've been really impressed with him, and of course, you know, it's fantasy season. So, but hey, guys, keep an eye out. I heard there might be a chance here for another podcast by Jason coming out in this weekend. So follow Twitter and we'll let you know what happens there. And then next Wednesday we got the buffoons back all together. And hey, we could be live. You won't know unless you don't follow Twitter. So follow us at Twitter at Sports Buffoons. And then you can also follow us at Twitch if you also want to do that. Sports Buffoons 15. And we got some cool stuff coming up. I'm pretty excited. I put a new intro in. I don't know if you guys noticed that. We're kind of messing with some things. So keep an eye out. We got tons of updates coming up. Go Chiefs and Deuce.